Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League, sort of covering about 48 hours here. Plenty of news happening from over the weekend, vast majority of these taken from Clarkie's RL column. Check out all of his stuff, putting up the news just about each and every day, which is really helpful for me, especially when I'm doing these, and for you guys to catch up on all the news. Let's have a look now. Tariq Sims, the Blues back row, has been rumoured with a move to the Roosters. However, the club denies this rumour. Would this shock anyone in the slightest if Tariq Sims ended up at the Roosters? Apparently, the Dragons, they're looking to release him, which you would assume would line up with them potentially signing Viliami Kikau. Personally, I wouldn't be letting Tariq Sims go. I also don't think that the St. George Illawarra Dragons are capable of getting the very best out of Viliami Kikau, realistically. He is so damaging on his day, but even in a system like the Penrith Panthers, he still has plenty of off days or plenty of quiet days. So this looks like a really troubled signing to me by the St. George Illawarra Dragons if it ends up coming through, which I'm hearing from a lot of people that it will. So a really interesting one here. Josh Dugan, he has announced his retirement this week. It's been a really troubled career for Dugs, obviously, but there's no doubt whatsoever he was an unbelievable player. I remember seeing him for the first time coming through in the Raiders under 20 system. Rat tail, white headgear, he was just untouchable. Guys were just falling off him, sort of that. It just had that sort of strength that you weren't sure where it was actually coming from. He wasn't the biggest guy. He was skinny, lanky, but guys just fell off him constantly, and obviously went through his fair whack of clubs, got into trouble at just about each and every one of them. That's just the reality of Dugs. But a guy that played State of Origin, that played for his country, achieved a lot, got in a lot of trouble, no doubt about it, but a really good player, Dugs. He's come out and said that he was forced to retire from the NRL as he couldn't afford to pay his fines, and the fine system is broken. I mean, I get what Dugan's saying, but at the same time, do the right thing. Fuck, like, how hard is it? I mean, yeah, the fine system's broken, sure. The fine system is meant to be heavy so that you don't do this stuff that you've done. That's the reality of the situation. That's fines should be expensive. If you're getting fined, it means you've done the wrong thing. It should be a good whack so you learn not to do it again, or so that it deters other people from doing it. So I don't really understand Dugan's argument there, realistically. I think that's a little bit crazy. The Penrith Panthers obviously lost on the weekend to the South Sydney Rabbitohs. To me, they looked pretty tired, to be honest with you. I think they're a little bit rattled, the Panthers, at the moment. It's been a huge 18 months. I sort of said this at the start of the season, that I'm a little bit worried about them this year. And look, it's a lot to go through what they've been through, to go all those games in a row, lose the grand final, then roll into this season, unbelievable season. But now it's the back end, and mate, there must be some serious tired bodies at the Penrith Panthers. I'm not saying they can't win this premiership. I just think being on the side of the Storm, having to play an extra game, it's not going to be an easy game either. Life does not get any easier for the Penrith Panthers. Paul Kent has said the Panthers are done and dusted this year. I wouldn't go that far. But if there's a scale of winning the premiership and done and dusted, I'm probably on the side of done and dusted. Not all the way to the end of that scale, but I'm definitely the closer half to done and dusted than they're going to win the premiership. So really interesting few weeks for the Penrith Panthers. Really interesting few weeks for Ivan Cleary, especially. We'll talk about that press conference later, but I thought that he lost out there, to be perfectly honest with you. Lachlan Lewis, the former Bulldog, has plenty of interest in the Super League, shock me, but is hopeful of landing an NRL deal for 2022. My prediction for Lachlan Lewis is that he ends up in the Super League in 2022, and it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Once again, if I am sitting here in a year and I look at the man that Steele takes, and he's in the top five. He's that sort of a footballer. He's got ability. I just don't think he's ready for the NRL at the moment, but I think over in England, Lachlan Lewis could do really well. His kicking game, as unorthodox as it is really dangerous. He has a running game as well. Kind of reminds me of a poor man's Blake Austin, to be perfectly honest with you. So I think he would do really, really well over there. Chanel Harris-Tavita, the Warriors half, is set to test his value on the open market from November 1st. I'm of the understanding that he will be staying at the New Zealand Warriors, but the spanner in the works here is that Cody Nikorima wanted to leave. They're now going to be based in Redcliffe next year, which works out better for Nikorima. That's where he's originally from, I believe. So it looks like Nikorima will be staying there. So Chanel Harris-Tavita could potentially be on the move, but I'm expecting both of them to be there next year. I think this is just a play by his management. Adam Elliott, the Tigers are reportedly considering offering a deal to the back row in 2022. Can someone let the Tigers know that they're not the club that turns careers around? Like, it, surely there must be someone in that boardroom that's looking around going, hey, are we really the guys to do this? Are we the Melbourne Storm? Are we the Sydney Roosters? Are we the guys that can take in players that haven't achieved or that are underachieving or that are in trouble off the field and turn them around? I mean, Joey Leilua, James Roberts, I don't see it personally. Russell Packer, the list goes on and on with this situation, and I don't understand what their thinking is here. Even Michael Maguire, I don't think he realistically is that guy. I look at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and I don't think he crazily turned any careers around. A lot of guys got in trouble after he left and whatnot. I had someone message me on the weekend say that he turned Cody Walker around. I disagree with that. You go and have a look at the stats of Cody Walker's career, 2016, 2017. He won less than 10 games. Michael Maguire leaves and he absolutely explodes. So I don't understand why the West Tigers think that they are the club to turn these guys around. This is why I bagged the Leilua signing and the James Roberts signing at the start of the season. And no, I'm sorry. I think I was proven to be correct. Joey Leilua now is talking about becoming a front rower to stay relevant in the NRL. Writing's on the wall there. I don't think the Tigers should be going for Adam Elliott. I don't think he's the sort of personality they need in this club to turn them around, and I don't think they can control an Adam Elliott realistically, but each to their own. Shane Flanagan, the premiership winning coach, has confirmed there has been no approach from the Tigers to coach. Even if there was, he wouldn't say it. Let's be perfectly honest here. I think that if the Tigers are going to let Madge go, this is the guy they need to get, Shane Flanagan. I think that if you're going to release a coach, you have to bring in someone better. There's about five or six coaches that are definitely better than Michael Maguire, but I don't think they'd be able to get a hold of them realistically. One guy they potentially could get a hold of is Shane Flanagan. Do I think he automatically improves them? I think he has the potential to automatically improve them, but if we went through a whole season with Shane Flanagan and they were in the same spot, I also wouldn't be surprised. So as much as I've been very negative on Madge and the West Tigers this year, you have got to have someone better to replace the coach if you're going to sack them, and I'm not sure if the Tigers are in the position to get that guy realistically. We should hear news on Michael Maguire's coaching gig.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Over the next few days, hopefully we do, so they can just get that sorted and move on from there. Other news from the weekend, Brandon Smith, he obviously got injured in the Melbourne Storm versus the Manly Seagulls game. He's been cleared. Facial fracture, which is sensational. Huge for the Melbourne Storm there. Joshy Jackson, he won the Bulldogs Player of the Year. Well-deserved. He's been unreal this season, Josh Jackson. Absolute workhorse. Deserves better than what he has got, in my opinion. I feel very, very sorry for how Josh Dugan's career has unfolded realistically. We had Chelsea Leonarduzzi on the podcast the other day talking about the NRLW and how the girls have been treated in a pretty poor fashion by the NRL, to be honest with you. The NRL has come to the party, thankfully, so good to see. good to see that all the public pushback, or the vast majority of public pushback from people that have common sense, has prevailed. Looks like the NRLW girls will each receive a $3,500 COVID relief compensation payment, which is really good to see. And $3,500 might not sound like a lot, but you know what? At least it'll cover them for a couple of weeks so they can work out employment, sort out their jobs and everything. It will definitely help with the situation. So good to see. That's all your news, guys, from the last 24, 48 hours ago. Thanks for tuning in once again. Plenty of content coming throughout the day on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.